Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Dennis again, coming on with your daily inspirations. So yesterday we talked about Paul's conversion and why he got converted, that the Lord wants to reach more people with the gospel, basically sharing the good news. So here we are this morning, we're going to the account in Colossians chapter 3. Why don't we pray before we start? Heavenly Father, I bow my head before you this morning. I ask, Lord, that you would be in the midst of us this morning as I share the word of God. And Lord, that this would bless hearts, not only my heart, but whoever listens, whosoever calls in. Father, we ask that you would bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so Colossians chapter 3, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, your life is hid with him in Christ. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked sometimes when you lived in them, but now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. So, here we have Paul's talking to the church at Colossians, exhorting them, and basically before that he was talking about touch not, taste not, handle not, for all are to perish with the using after the commandments and ordinances. Commandments and doctrines of men. And so here he's talking to the Colossians, if you then are dead with Christ and your life is with Christ and you're all about Christ, then set your affections on things above, not on things below. It's like it says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. So seek those things which are heavenly things. Seek to love your neighbor. To seek the deeper things in life. Not just, well, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. Trying to make rules and standards and being concerned about the outward things, yet we're not to be silent about the, let's say, immodesty or modesty or all that kind of stuff. But he's saying, set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. So we can easy as Christians, our old nature wants to, we tend to still focus on what we can see with our physical eyes. But Christ is trying to get us to see deeper into the heart. See the heart of the man. See the heart of what affects us. What affects you? Does some physical thing, some earthly thing affect you? Or does the word of God affect you? And I think we'll just leave it with that. And may the Lord bless your day.